Well, let's go to the movies now with the RN resident film critic Jason DeRosso. And this week, Baz Luhrmann's The Great Gatsby. It's finally hit our cinema screens. Jason DeRosso from The Final Cut, good morning.
G'day, Fran.
Now, we interviewed Baz Luhrmann on Breakfast last week. I went to see the movie. I know you've seen it.
Yep.
I gave it 4 stars. I liked it.
Did you?
What did you think of The Great Gatsby?
I liked a lot of it. I think visually it's spectacular, and I think Baz Luhrmann does a really good job at kind of evoking the heady days of the Roaring Twenties and these parties and the glitter of it all. I think that
I think there was
really
never
well.
Any doubt he was going to do the parties well.
Absolutely. You're quite right. And I think also that the two chief male characters played by Joel Edgerton and Leonardo DiCaprio, of course, in the role of Gatsby, are excellent. I mean, that chief tension running through the film is really, I think, fantastic in the film. And it culminates in that wonderful scene at the Plaza Hotel where the two men go at each other, of course, fighting for the affections of Daisy, this girl in between them. So I think that all works really well.
And visually, I mean, not just the parties, it's very rich visually. I found it in 3D. I was a bit worried about that. I love the whole thing.
Well, he certainly moves the camera a lot, doesn't he? So the 3D kind of becomes almost like a roller coaster ride in some scenes, and you're kind of whizzing over the tops of the heads of revelers at the party or down the sides of skyscrapers. I think, though, that Baz Luhrmann wusses out a little bit on the melancholy of the book and the chief criticisms of the book, and especially its criticism of the American dream, because Luhrmann's Gatsby becomes a kind of figure of hope and a dreamer whose dream is not a folly. His dream is almost something to be admired, because in Baz Luhrmann's eyes, it's like dreamers are what make the world go round. That wasn't what Fitzgerald was about. Fitzgerald was more about critiquing the dream. But certainly the parties are great. And let's get a taste. This scene is where Tobey Maguire, who plays Nick Carraway, the kind of eyewitness narrator of the book and the film, attends his first sparkling Gatsby event.
Did you get an invitation?
People aren't invited to Gatsby.
Well, I was. Seems I'm the only one. Who is this Gatsby?
He was a German spy during the war.
Teddy Barton, Nick Carraway.
A German spy?
No. He's the Kaiser's assassin.
I heard he killed a man once.
It's true. Kills for fun, free of charge. He's certainly richer than God.
You don't really believe he killed a man, do you?
Well, let's go find him and you can ask him yourself.
And that last voice we heard there, Jason, that was Jordan Baker, as played by Elizabeth Debicki.
Who's fantastic in it, isn't she? She's so enigmatic.
Looks the part. What about the casting overall? This is a big cast. Do you think, for instance, Leonardo DiCaprio captured the mystery of Gatsby?
I think he does, yeah. And I think he captures that slow unravel. I think this is one of his best performances since, say, his performance in Aviator by Scorsese. I don't agree with the casting of Carey Mulligan, though. For me, she sparkles and she lights up the screen, but she doesn't have the enigma that's required for Daisy. I don't see her as being a woman who I believe you'd kind of dream about incessantly for 5 years without seeing her face again. You know, for me, she doesn't have that sort of X factor.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? I thought Carey Mulligan was persuasive. I thought Leonardo was a bit restrained as Gatsby. But I do agree with a lot of the critics. I think that Joel Edgerton was fantastic.
He's excellent in it. But again, as I say, Luhrmann, I just think, wusses out a bit. I mean, I think ultimately this, when you read the book, and it is such a close adaptation, you know, I wouldn't criticise it in this way if it was obviously a complete reversioning of the original text, but it is such a close adaptation that I think when you get to the end and it retreats a little bit from Fitzgerald's quite strong critique of the American dream, I think it's a real disappointment.
Perhaps that's true. We shouldn't give too much away. People need to see it.
No, that's
cinemas.
Absolutely true. And I do still recommend it. It is quite the spectacle.
And I must say, do risk the 3D. You'll be given the option, I'm sure, but I'd go the 3D version. Also this week, Jason, a French romantic comedy, Happiness Never Comes Alone. Lovely title.
Yeah, it is beautiful. Look, I should say, at the very beginning, this is a little daggy, this film. It's set in the upper classes in Paris. Sophie Marceau, the beautiful Sophie Marceau, plays this alpha woman who has two ex-husbands and three kids, and she's juggling a career as well as an art gallery owner. Very chic, and she falls for this doofus of a jazz musician whose mum still comes to visit and make him breakfast in the morning. I mean, he's a bit of a playboy bachelor, but he's completely irresponsible. How they fall in love is, well, it's just one of the mysteries of the kind of romantic comedy that this is. He's very annoying at the beginning of the film, but somehow the film kind of won me over. It's one of those light as a souffle French rom-coms that, by the end of it, you're thinking, gee, Sophie Marceau especially just puts her heart and soul into it. And she's a great physical comedian as well. So she's very sultry in one moment. And the next moment, she's literally tumbling downstairs. And you're kind of laughing at this as if she's kind of a female chaplain or something. So look.
A beautiful French actress and a rom-com, and you're trying to get us to wonder why Jason DeRosso likes this. We know you love rom-coms.
I do love rom-coms, yeah. No, well, it is because, look, there are a lot of cheesy moments. But as I say, it really is something to see such a beautiful actress be so comfortable in her body and take all these pratfalls and be sexy as well. So it's quite an achievement on her part, at least.
Jason DeRosso, thanks so much for joining us.
You're most welcome.
That's RN's film critic Jason DeRosso. And stay tuned to the network, because at 10 o'clock this morning, Jason will be a guest panellist on Books and Arts Daily for the Book Club. And this month, the Book Club is all about The Great Gatsby. You're listening to RN Breakfast.